Welcome to the HomeKit 5 podcast. We talk every week about the latest news in the Apple ecosystem for smart homes. I'm your host, Josh Owens, along with my co-host, Braden Owens. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to HomeKit 5. I'm Josh.
I'm Braden.
This week, we're going to talk about ZeniSmart, Akara, Netatmo, Nuki, and Akara.
Yep.
Double Akara week. All right. Let's roll with it. ZeniSmart. I think I might have just said ZeniSmart before.
ZeniSmart.
I keep messing that up. It's got an M in it. ZeniSmart releases a HomeKit compatible Zigbee hub, and the devices that you can connect to it are now also HomeKit compatible.
Mm-hmm.
This looks interesting. So essentially, it's like a hub, and then it's got its own ecosystem. It worked with Tuya.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure we've ever like really played with any of the Tuya stuff. So you can either connect it through Tuya and it would show up in the home app, or you can get the hub and connect it that way. And they have a lot of interesting things here. Again, I've never looked at the ecosystem, so this is kind of my first glimpse at it, but they have switches for the US market with that don't require neutral wire. They have a number of different switches, actually. So they have like a 3-button switch with physical buttons. They have like, looks like a touch one. They have a curtain motor. They have like the chain rollers for curtains. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised. Prices aren't too bad. Like the chain roller shade driver is $60, which is close to what I'm seeing elsewhere. So, and the nice thing is, you know, it once you get the hub, like it should just work, similar to Akara, right? But if you go with something like Soma Shades, you gotta have like an extra piece to get it to show up in HomeKit correctly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. This is kind of interesting. I think they do also have bulbs and sensors. They weren't listed here, but it looks like they have a pretty large ecosystem. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Was there a price on this? I forgot to look. Yeah, I don't think we've seen a price yet on the hub. Yeah. Well, anyway, it is using Zigbee 3, and it looks a heck of a lot like kind of the Akara
M1
puck.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. Speaking of Akara.
Yeah. Akara released a gas leak sensor to mainland China. So this is using the, Mia branded devices. Basically, this is specifically designed for mainland China as it uses standard adapter for power opposed to batteries.
Yeah.
and it is listed as working with 220 volts, and it may work with 110, 120 volt regions as well, just not officially. So it's just a natural gas sensor. It has an alarm built in along with a LED indicator.
Yeah.
And then this one works over Zigbee 3.0.
And it looks like it's going to be $34 to $39 US dollars.
Yeah.
But it's not clear if it's going to be able to work here yet. So
yes.
Probably going to have to wait till someone snags one and tries to hook it up. And I assume it's probably set up to like you said, connect to 220 volts. So you might need some kind of adapter to kind of step it down in the US. It's kind of cool though, that it's like always on power versus like battery based. I don't know.
Definitely a nicety.
Yeah. Speaking of gas leaks, Netatmo has come out with a carbon monoxide sensor. This one is battery based, and does work with HomeKit, Google, or Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. No, it says not being mentioned in this instance. So it's not clear if it's going to work with Google or Alexa at this point.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Totally misread that earlier. So this is adding to their current lineup. They have a smoke alarm sensor, a weather, smart weather station, indoor air quality monitor. So this is kind of a nice add. It does look like they're not releasing it in the US right now. So this is something you could pick up, in Europe at some point. It looks like in the UK, it's going to be $90 to $100. And it's coming out November 16th. So if you are looking for something like that, definitely be on the lookout on their website.
Mm-hmm.
It's battery operated. Technical specs currently say Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. But for HomeKit, it looks like maybe only Bluetooth is used. And we don't know yet what kind of chips in it. So we don't know if we would see Thread support there at any mm-hmm. point. So, you know, I guess we'll see as it actually gets into people's hands what it looks like.
Yeah. Speaking of safety, sure. Nuki, they have announced their Nuki Lock 3.0 and 3.0 Pro lineups. Which, on the 3.0 Pro, it has an internal Wi-Fi module, which allows it to connect to users' Wi-Fi networks directly, which...
you used to need a bridge.
For Google and Amazon.
Oh, I think you used to need the bridge even for the 2.0. But if you... It's saying now, if you want to use Google or Amazon, you for sure still need a bridge. So,
yes, this also comes with a, universal lock cylinder. So, that one, it's pretty nice because it's adjustable for just a multitude of doors. Then that comes with an emergency function where you can unlock with a key on the inside. So, yeah.
Yeah, I also thought it was interesting. I guess they used to have on the Nuki 2.0, they had a magnet sensor, but they've actually done away with that. And now it comes with, I think if I was reading it right, if you get the pro version, it comes with a sensor.
Yeah.
And it's a door sensor that connects over Bluetooth 5.0 and lets you know if your door is shut or not mm-hmm. before it would lock. So I always like when they have that kind of feature. Like, you can achieve that yourself. Like, we've done it with Akara and like the Yale Assure Lock, but it's kind of nice when it's like built into the software.
Mm-hmm.
So you can turn on auto lock if you want, and it would know the door is not closed. But we have achieved the same using Apple automations in
mm-hmm.
the Home app. And it is not clear if they haven't said anything about Matter. It's kind of interesting. We're getting into this like period of like, are you going to support Matter?
Yeah.
Are you not going to support Matter? Like, maybe it makes sense to put this in your announcement now. And then the other thing, too, is like, they don't say anything about the Apple Home Key, so
right.
I'm kind of curious to see like who's going to be the first drop there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Akara again. So they have been dropping lighting. I feel like little by little all year,
mm-hmm.
But now they are coming out with some kind of like. I don't want to call it like pro level, but like hardwired lighting. So it's not just bulbs. Now you're able to get like, you know, a spotlight or a pendant light, or they have a smart grill light. I don't even know what that is. And then like a downcast kind of can light style. These are all going to be HomeKit compatible as mm-hmm. long as you have one of the hubs. It does use Zigbee 3. It should work with adaptive lighting. It's doubtful that this one would come outside of mainland China just because it looks like they are, at least right now, they're kind of pushing their installation services with it. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know. I think they just use straight 220 over in China. So, mm-hmm. you know, they would have to adapt the power a little bit in the U.S. lighting market. So I don't know if we'll see this one in a U.S. or European-based market, but I think it would be kind of cool if they did. I mean, yeah. You know, you can't go wrong with Akara's pricing strategy. Mm-hmm. I think they do amazing things. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I think one thing I did hear about this week that we didn't put into the story show notes was Ecobee got bought by Generac.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of curious to see where this one plays out. Because I feel like Ecobee was one of those like first movers into the like HomeKit smart space.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they're like acquiring a company and they have hopefully some Matter expertise being built up, does that mean we're going to start seeing like some smart home kind of integrations with Generac products? That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know where that's going to go, but I think that could be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And I guess that's all we have this week. Last week we didn't put one together. Brayden went out trick-or-treating with his friends, so we just kind of skipped the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then we're getting ready to shoot some videos. We're kind of excited about it. We've got a solar panel for a Eufy cam, mm-hmm. to like auto charge it.
Yeah,
I'm excited to get that one hooked up because it died. Mm-hmm. I don't think I told you, but it's like out of power. So we get that thing hooked up and charged, and maybe over the next week or so it'll get back up to power and I won't have to worry about that anymore. And then what else were we gonna shoot? Oh, we might play with the Soma shades this weekend. Mm-hmm. We'll see if we get to that one. And then I don't know. Just got a lot of fun stuff going on. And then I feel like once we've been building a bedroom for Brayden down here in the basement. So when he stays over on the weekends, he has a place to sleep that's dedicated to him. But we might turn that into like a smart bedroom home tour once the carpet gets in and we get one of those colored HomePod minis. In there. What color are you gonna get?
Blue.
Yeah. Nice. Awesome. Yeah. So stay tuned for some upcoming videos, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.